Podcast 1. Title, You Don't Have To. Many a time I ventured on the main section of the writer's forum on GaiaOnline.com and find threads asking why people write. All the time. Most say that it is an escape from the real world. Others say that they have to write, and others say that it is just for fun. To attempt to escape reality is futile, for you will have to face it one day. I, too, once made fantasies to keep myself going and moving and living when I was but a very small child of 7 and 8 and 9. My fantasies kept me alive. Yes, the world is dark and scary and frightening, but believe me when I say there is beauty in everything. Everything. Secondly, you do not have to write. No one is forcing you to. No one is forcing you to get out of bed, to eat, to breathe, to laugh, to smile, to cry. You can defy these primal urges if you really want to. To say that you need to write is idiotic, for you do not require such a thing to sustain life. You can make it all go away if you really want to, for in the end, all decisions are yours. And if you want to write for fun, go ahead, but don't expect anything great to be said of such works. Such excuses are null and void to me, and quite bluntly, childish. I write for a simplistic, yet extraordinarily complex reason. Where shall I start? Yes. This world needs a reality check. As my Gaia signature so lovingly displays, we live in our own little bubbles, unknowing of the things that go on outside our daily lives. I know so many things, yet so little, and I want to share this with the world. I want so much to help them understand the things I understand. But that is only a small reason of why I write. I write because the world does need a reality check, and I am here to give it. Within 5 minutes, light can come flooding in and showing those things previously unseen. Within 5 minutes, you can move a soul to dance. With a story, you can change the world. As the illustrious Kite Dotson once said to me, as writers, we change the world with our words. We are no timid fishes on the edges of the great oceans of our civilizations. It is a powerful and perilous position, and not one that can be taken lightly. We are what cultures dream when they sleep.